my name, sexual orientation, and country of origin. I'm 44 years old. I prefer heteroflexible, and I'm from the US. Number three, my first memory of having an orgasm. I was 24. My boyfriend and some very kind friends bought me a Hitachi magic wand. Here, you've got to try this. And I had practiced and practiced with it until I was no longer immediately overwhelmed by the sensation. That thing is like a freaking jackhammer, and it takes some practice. I was in my boyfriend's bedroom and we were naked, and I can't remember if we had already had sex, but I remember him encouraging me to use the Hitachi, and he encouraged me to just don't worry about it, make it feel good, don't be so goal-oriented. And I felt so comfortable, and like it was okay to lose control or whatever scary and potentially embarrassing things I thought was going to happen. And as it turned out, thank God I felt comfortable, because as he cheered me on and I finally had an orgasm, I had that like peeing feeling, and like, and I guess I squirted a little bit and there was liquid that got on the bed sheet and I was horrified. Thank God he was so supportive, and he said, you know, it's natural. This is how your body works. Don't worry about it. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. I haven't had that squirting sensation since, and I am just so grateful that among his other shortcomings, at least he, despite his other shortcomings, at least he was there for me for this. And on my first orgasm was supported and I was cheered through it, which made a huge difference. So number four, what does an orgasm feel like to you? What is your orgasm buildup? How do you know you're about to have an orgasm? My first orgasm is like a little hiccup, just a little catch of like, oh, and then a little sense of being relaxed right after which I proceed with my vibrator to work on having another, which is generally larger, and I can usually feel the pulsing of my muscles contracting for that second one, but not the first little one. I tend to forget that it takes time for my tissues to become properly aroused. This is a biological process in a lot of ways, and the places that I stimulate to come just really aren't there. Like, they aren't engorged enough, they just don't trigger the sensations if not enough time has elapsed. So if these areas of tissues, these little patches, aren't swollen enough, they aren't receptive enough. So it's not that I'm broken, it's biology, it's patience, and it's a fully charged vibrator. I think this explains a lot of the confusion I had when I was little. I didn't get it. I don't stimulate the head of my clitoris. I stimulate an area a bit to the left and down, more in the fold between my inner and outer labia, which must be part of the clitoral legs. So this need to come from the swollen tissue over on one side of my vulva just reinforced the feeling that something wasn't right with my wiring, as I tried to find my orgasm initially by self-penetration with one of those cheap cylindrical battery-powered vibrators. And I wondered why I wasn't immediately seized with pleasure. It takes 20 minutes of full vibrator stimulation for these little patches of tissue to become apparent. I don't even bother with penetration when I masturbate these days. I don't need it. I wanted to add to, I wanted to let pre-orgasmic women know that in my experience, descriptions of orgasms in romance novels and movies are overblown. I know that's probably obvious, but it really, I think, does harm if you're pre-orgasmic and you keep reading all these descriptions. Life is rarely like a rom-com. I mean, this isn't how it actually works, at least for me. Orgasms feel great, but my universe doesn't shatter. I don't see stars or any of those other poetic descriptions. I don't know, it's kind of like a sneeze a little bit. Maybe after 15 or 20 minutes of using a vibrator, like maybe turning it off to give my tissues a break and then turning it back on again and thinking about something sexy, I know something more is coming. Those little patches of tissue in my vulva near but not on my clitoral head feel more sensitive than they did previously. It's a warning, kind of like the few gasps you have before you actually sneeze. If I keep going with my vibrator in a circular pattern over those spots that feel extra good, my body will start contracting and I will come, just like the actual sneeze will carry you over the edge whether you're trying to sneeze or not. So number five, do your orgasms always feel the same? They're similar, yeah. The return on investment, so to speak, frequently corresponds to the amount of foreplay I put in beforehand. The smaller orgasms take about 20 minutes before work, and they're just for me. The larger ones, though, involve using a vibrator while being penetrated by a partner, and they're amazing, but the sensation is probably the same. It's just that the ones that involve being penetrated by a partner have a lot more other things going on. There's more foreplay, my mind is definitely more engaged, there's someone else I have to think about, and the outcome ends up being a more dramatic performance in terms of me grasping and flailing around and going for the Oscar. And sometimes that can make the orgasm seem bigger, seem better. But I think, like, physically, it's probably all the same, just with a bigger layer of, you know, contextual frosting. All right, number six, do you ever feel a complete release after having an orgasm? It depends. There's always an, that was relaxing sort of feeling. But it's nothing like a week at a spa. After a large orgasm with a partner, I have in fact been turned completely to jelly and cannot move at all. But the ones I give myself are usually the equivalent to a sigh and a stretch and a smile, and I just go about my day feeling a little more relaxed. So again, like complete release, maybe in books or maybe after a whole lot of effort with a partner, but it's not but a daily occurrence. It's not my usual. Number seven, was masturbation supported in your home growing up? Did you experience shame and guilt? If so, how did you let go of shame and guilt to fully experience pleasure? You know, this wasn't even mentioned. I didn't even know this existed. I had no idea even what touching yourself meant or was about. However, given the baggage my parents bestowed upon me regarding other aspects of my sexuality, this is probably a blessing by omission. I did touch myself as a child, but I didn't get my first vibrator until grad school. I still can't make myself come with my fingers. So trying to have an orgasm without mechanical assistance was never really going to go anywhere, especially since I now know it takes me about 20 minutes to come with steady vibrator help. I just, as a child, yeah, you touch yourself, it would feel good, but there was no sense of there being anything else. Like, okay, I've touched myself and now I'm numb and this is it. Okay. It wasn't till I realized how long it takes and that I needed a vibrator until I found that there was even a path to an orgasm. How did taking a body sex workshop affect your orgasms? How does masturbation support your orgasms? I cannot overstate how much body sex supported my orgasms and what a difference that experience made. Oh my God. I really thought I was broken when it came to body sex. My therapist actually recommended that I take a body sex class. I thought that there was something wrong with where I masturbated because I'm not right on the clitoral head. I thought I was broken because I could only come with a Hitachi and that was all I'd ever be able to do. And I was trapped with this gigantic apparatus and I'd never be able to figure it out with a partner because I was just locked into one way of coming. Disaster, catastrophic thinking. Oh my God. I was in my mid-30s before I had an orgasm with a partner. I remember almost crying with relief. I actually emailed Carlin with lube-covered fingers before my partner and I even got out of bed. I was so excited. It took a really long time. My first orgasm was at 24, and it was at least 10 years. It might even have been 15 before I figured out how to come with a partner, like during penetration. And I'm still working on that. It's very hit or miss still. So masturbation is my only source of orgasms, especially during the pandemic. It helps me understand the sensations I need. It helps me understand the time it physically takes for my body to be ready and make that time something that's okay, which is really tough to get around when you're with a partner and instantly he's ready and you know that if you have sex right now, there's no orgasm in it for you until afterwards, and then he's asleep and you're using your vibrator. Fun, sexy. And I don't know, masturbation helps me also understand that orgasms are something I'm entitled to, something my body is capable of, and not something my partner gives me, which is what we hear all over the place in the media, that, you know, an orgasm is something that should come from your partner. This is something I have learned that I can do for myself. And that's a really big deal. Number 9, are your orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? Do you always have an orgasm? My orgasms alone are different, mostly because I put a lot more effort into them when I'm with a partner, meaning there's a lot more foreplay and I take a lot more time with a partner than I do with myself. I still, even when I'm with a partner, I still feel that initial hiccup, like, oh, that was nice. But then when I have that additional sensation of rhythmic penetration from a partner and I use a vibrator, I can have multiple orgasms in a row. Sometimes that's no problem. That's not something that happens to me when I'm doing this by myself. I can stop and start again, but I generally don't keep going. So there's just more sensation with a partner. Sometimes that can be really good, like when I'm coming during penetration. And sometimes having orgasms with a partner is exhausting because, you know, it takes me a lot longer than it does him. I certainly don't always have an orgasm with a partner. I can very easily get intimidated by the amount of time and stimulation it takes me to come. And I can just tell myself, you know what, that felt great, what we just did. It's not worth it. I don't need to come. It's fine. Penetration's enough. Oral sex is pleasant enough. I don't need to come. But you know what? It's funny how I always make sure that he does. And the older I get, the more pissed I'm getting about the orgasm gap, to be sure. 10, what would you tell your younger self about orgasm? First of all, I would tell my younger self to stop dating musicians. Okay, all right. Anyway, I think I would tell them, you know, I thought there was a path that I had to find, something I would feel in my body that would lead me directly to this huge wave crashing experience they always talk about in books, and that my male partners always said, oh, well, you'd know it if you felt it. I thought maybe like them, I'd see something change in my body that would indicate that I was getting close, that I was always almost at this mystical cliff that everyone always talked about jumping off. Before I got a vibrator, I touched my vulva, of course, even when I was a child. It felt good, but it never felt like there was clearly more that was supposed to be happening. I would touch myself and it would feel good, but then my fingers would get tired or the touching would make me numb or sore. And then I guess that's just how it works. That's it for me. I must be broken somehow. Someone else is talking about these amazing feelings and I'm just kind of still here. So unlike with my male partners, there just wasn't any indication that this was building to something more or that there even was something more. I mean, other than like tears and frustration, of course, that was easy to find. So it just took time and practice and patience. And for me, there were years between the time I bought my first vibrator and the time I knew I had had an orgasm. I let go of the idea of having an orgasm and just focused on, does this feel good? how about this? It turned out that I liked stimulation down the legs of my clitoris, not right on the bulb where everyone said I should be focused. Who knew? I mean, certainly not my boyfriends, that's for sure. My first orgasms were small and subtle, more like a sharp inhale of breath and an, oh, that felt good, instead of a full on, like porn star performance. As I got better at pleasing myself, and maybe as my body got used to the sensation, and maybe as my mind realized the stories I'd heard were wrong, I thought maybe feel a brief contraction and then maybe a few more. So I've been orgasmic for about 15 years now, and I'm telling you that it's still a work in progress for me, especially when it comes to partner sex. But I'll also tell you that no matter where you are right now in this journey, no matter what you may have been told to the contrary, every body was built for pleasure. I encourage you to enjoy the ride.